Banca Mondială a aprobat recent noua strategie de parteneriat cu țara pentru anii 2014-2017. Care sunt prioritățile acestei strategii și cum va susține eforturile de dezvoltare ale Republicii Moldova?
Well, first of all, thank you very much for the invitation to come here to speak with you. The World Bank Group's new country partnership strategy for Moldova has one very simple objective, and that is to support Moldova to further reduce poverty and to boost shared prosperity, particularly for the 40%, the bottom 40% of the population. In terms of priority, the new strategy will support Moldova in three areas. First, it will support reforms to improve competitiveness and governance of the Moldovan economy. Second, it will support reforms in education, health, and social assistance areas so Moldova can have better human development outcomes. And three is to support Moldova in agriculture, energy efficiency, and dealing with climate changes, events such as drought and flooding, so that Moldova can become a greener, cleaner, and more resilient economy.
Domnule director, este cunoscut faptul că la începutul anului viitor, Banca Mondială împreună cu Fondul Monetar Internațional vor face o evaluare a situației din sistemul bancar. Ultima a fost făcută, pare să, în anul 2008. Unii experți spun că ar exista vulnerabilități și se cer modificări legislative pentru a face mai prietenos mediul de afaceri. Care este părerea dumneavoastră în calitate de director regional al Băncii Mondiale pentru aceste
First of all, at the request of the Moldovan government, the World Bank and the IMF have indeed agreed to undertake a financial sector assessment starting early next year. This is very important. Obviously, the work hasn't started, so I cannot comment on what are the likely findings of that. But what it is important in our view is that the banking sector and the financial sector more broadly, for it to be stable, it needs to make sure that the shareholder structures of financial institutions are very transparent, are very clear, and that the changes in the ownership are also done in a transparent way. To ensure long-term financial sector stability, including the banking sector stability, it is critically important that the National Bank of Moldova and other financial regulators in the country have the mandate and independence to conduct their responsibilities. And that responsibility, that independence and that power should be fully protected by the law.
Cât de mult a afectat imaginea Republicii Moldova aceste atacuri de tip Raider asupra domeniului bancar?
Clearly, any of this kind of incidents will have a negative impact on Moldova's broader investment climate. It is therefore critical that these kind of Raider attacks do not happen, and when they do happen, that the authorities have the legal means to remedy the situation and to prosecute those who are undertaking illegal raider attacks. It is clearly in Moldova's interest to become a more friendly place for business, not just for foreign investors, but the country needs to also make sure that it can attract domestic investment. And for that to happen, the country has a lot of work to do to further improve the business environment, improving the governance overall, particularly in the financial sector.
Sunt cunoscute mai multe cazuri când unii și aceiași acționari sunt la instituțiile bancare, dar și la companiile de asigurări. Care e părerea Băncii Mondiale, dat fiind riscul sporit referitor la managementul operațional în atare cazuri?
Obviously, there are always issues in the financial sector when you what's called related transactions, whether this is related lending or cross-shareholding. That does present a challenge to supervisors. But what it is essential, I think, in all these cases, is that there is clarity on the ultimate beneficiaries of the financial institutions, be it the bank or the insurance company, so that at least the regulators know who the shareholders are. At this moment, that's not the case, not always the case in Moldova, and I think that situation needs to be corrected.
Pentru că amintiți despre transparență, pe cât de importantă este această transparență și în procesul de privatizare. Vă adresez această întrebare pentru că actualmente guvernul a aprobat o listă cu aproape 200 de întreprinderi de stat ce urmează a fi privatizate, printre acestea MOL Telecom, Redurile, Calea Ferată și altele. Va participa Banca Mondială în calitate de consultant în cazul unora din acestea care sunt de importanță strategică națională?
First of all, let me say that transparency in privatization is extremely important.
În primul rând, dați-mi voie să spun că, că transparența în procesul de privatizare este extrem de importantă.
Second, the World Bank stands ready to provide policy and technical advice to the government of Moldova on the broader privatization process. In third, the World Bank's private sector arm, the International Finance Corporation, has already been working with the Minister of Economy at the request of the government to explore different options for the privatization of Moldova Telecom. Overall, it would be important to have a clear legal framework for the privatization of state-owned assets. Secondly, that there is a clear and transparent process in place to undertake those privatization.
Pentru că vorbim despre privatizări, dar recent am avut și această concesionare a aeroportului internațional. Credeți că s-a găsit metoda cea mai potrivită pentru concesionarea acestui aeroport internațional?
I think it's really important is that any be it privatization or the granting of a concession should be done transparently and according to the law. That is a must for any privatization or any concession, because without that, frankly, the interests of the investors or those concessionaires would not be able to be guaranteed by the law. Let me also make one additional comment on the broader issue of privatization. Obviously, the government needs to think about how much revenue it will be able to get from the privatization of state-owned assets. But it's also equally important to think about what kind of investors you can bring in, that you need strategic investors who can help to run the business, to bring in the management know-how, and in some cases, investors who can also help you to access the global market. And these are also important considerations in the privatization of state-owned assets.
Și dacă am vorbit despre concesionarea aeroportului, trebuie să vă întreb și despre Banca de Economie. Domnule director, aveți răspuns la întrebarea dacă situația de la BM s-a rezolvat așa cum au cerut organismele financiare internaționale?
I think it is important for the government and the National Bank of Moldova to work together to ensure the long-term viability of Bank de Economie, because it is a systemically important bank. It has a nationwide network, and the government relies on this bank in terms of its disbursement of the budget funds as well as the payment of social assistance programs.
L-am auzit pe vicepremierul, ministrul economiei Valeriu Lazar, care spunea că Republica Moldova riscă să piardă 30 milioane de dolari de la Banca Mondială dacă reprezentanții Consiliului Municipal Chișinău nu vor vota fuzionarea întreprinderilor termoenergetice din capitală, CET 1, CET 2 și Termocom. Este adevărat?
I think the World Bank is working with the government to help to restructure Termocom and also the merge of Termocom with CHP1 and CHP2 to help to put this new entity on a longer term financially sustainable path. And we have at the World Bank, we have committed a significant amount of financial resources to support and to finance this project. But in order to secure that financing, the government and the municipality, municipal council, need to, as shareholders of this combined entity, they need to make a decision to approve a restructuring action plan that will enable us to provide that financing. Clearly, there are certain deadlines for us to process this project, and these deadlines need to be met very quickly. If they're not, then there is a risk that some of these resources that we have committed to for this project may no longer be available. But apart from the financial aspect of this project, I think it's also very important to remember that this is a company that provides heating to hundreds of thousands of residents in Chisinau and in the surrounding areas. We need to make sure that this company is financially viable and have the resources to provide the district heating and the power to the residents. So this is a project that will truly benefit ordinary citizens of the country, and I very much hope that we can move forward with this project.
Toți prietenii Moldovei atenționează puterea de la Chișinău că transparența și lupta cu corupția ar putea să ajute țării să devină un stat prosper. Cum se vede acest grad mare al corupției din afară? De exemplu, Banca Mondială, ce zice despre acest flagel? Cum se curmă el?
That's an excellent question. Let me first say, I think everybody agrees, there is a significant amount of corruption and there is poor governance in the business environment, and particularly in the banking and the financial sector. I think that's no secret. Everybody agrees. For us at the World Bank Group, we believe improving governance and seriously fighting corruption is going to be critical to improve the competitiveness of the economy by attracting more investment into the economy. It's also critical for delivering better and more efficient services such as education, such as healthcare, such as water and wastewater and district heating to the ordinary people of the country. And it's also critical for the long-term sustainable growth of the country. And for the country to improve governance and to fight corruption, I think the country will need to continue to deregulate and streamline its regulations, reduce the number of inspections, reduce the number of permits. But more importantly, there needs to be a system where the laws and regulations are applied consistently and transparently across all areas and throughout the country. For us at the World Bank, we will take a very systematic approach towards improving governance and addressing corruption issues. In all our projects, we will undertake what is called a governance and anti-corruption filter, an assessment for every project we do in Moldova.
Vă reușește să monitorizați toți banii pe care îi alocați pentru implementarea proiectelor în Republica Moldova? Pentru că cetățeanul simplu zice că se spală foarte mulți bani atunci când se implementează aceste proiecte.
We have a very robust and very strict system for managing the procurement and the financial management of projects that we finance. We conduct very close monitoring and supervision of all these projects regularly. And there are obviously very strict procurement rules and on what this money we finance can be spent for. And we are very comfortable, we're very confident that the money we provide to the country are spent on their intended purposes. And it is absolutely crucial for us to make sure that all the financial assistance we provide to Moldova ultimately benefits the ordinary people of this country. And we have been able to do that and we'll continue to do that.
Credeți în șansa reformelor în domeniul educației, sănătății, în domeniul social? Credeți pentru că cetățeanul a pierdut încrederea că rezultatele reformei vor fi palpabile în timpul apropiat?
I do believe Moldova has made important progress in education and in health, and I do believe the reforms have produced good results for the country. But clearly, a lot more can be done and should be done to further improve the quality of education, the quality of health services, and the current reforms the current government is undertaking in the education sector is very much about improving the quality of education for the young people of Moldova. None of these reforms is easy, but I think what is important is for the government and for other stakeholders to be focused on the objectives of these reforms. And in the case of education, that's about giving young people in Moldova a better education and therefore a better future. And this is a critical area of reform that will be essential for the future of Moldova. And the government has been working hard on these reforms, and I'd very much like to encourage them to continue and to redouble the efforts.
Încurajare pentru guvern și care e mesajul pentru firul ierbii, pentru simplu cetățean?
Well, I think to participate and to support the reforms, clearly when ordinary citizens don't see things going the right way, in other words, when these reforms are not leading to improvements in the quality of the education of their children, they need to let the government know. And we would also be happy to understand what is going on, and then to also help and to assist the country to make sure that ultimately that all these reforms will lead to a better education for Moldovans.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.